Hello there, podcast listeners. Welcome to today's episode of the 15 Minutes of Fame podcast. I am Erica from Celeb Connect, of course, your host of the podcast. And today I'm excited. We're sitting here with Kayla Short. Kayla is an influencer, and I use that term loosely, but we'll talk about that a little more later. She is a lifestyle expert and a digital influencer. And thanks so much for joining us today, Kayla.
Thank you so much for having me.
The 15 Minutes of Fame podcast, your destination to learn from people that are passionate about their business and have amazing stories to tell. Are you ready to elevate your expectations of what you thought was possible? It's time to get inspired.
Let's talk about your business, why you started, and what you do.
Okay, so I am a full-time blogger, lifestyle blogger. So I blog about food, fashion, beauty, and travel. I also do a lot of workshops and TV segments, and I do a lot of stuff with HealthX Shopping Center, with styling, so I'm all over the place. But yeah, every day is different, and I love it so, so much.
That's great, and I love your content, everything you put out there. And,
Thank you so much.
And you're awesome, and you're super authentic in person, and you know, with your brand, I feel, in your business, and I'd like to kind of focus on that a little bit. I think a lot of people find it difficult to be authentic, you know, on social and in their brand. So how do you do that? Is that difficult for you? Does it come naturally?
So I think it's so funny to frame it that way, because I think it's actually more difficult to not be authentic. I think when you're a different person on camera and off, you're making your life more difficult because you have to put on some kind of act, or you're behaving in some different weird way, or just trying to be something that you're not. Mm-hmm. I think that's more exhausting. I think if you are who you are, and you are who you are online, offline, all the time, then it's just seamless. There's mm-hmm. no performance. And so I think people really relate to that. I think they feel a connection to you because it's the actual you. And for me, I think it's so much more rewarding, because when you get positive feedback, that's real. That's coming from me, and that's being received. It's literally like the best thing ever. So I would say that it's more difficult to not be authentic.
Yeah, it is the best thing ever. And you and I were at, Kitchen Door Catering recently together, and there was a lot of different influencers there, and we were going around the table saying what we did. And when I said that I had the 15 Minutes of Fame podcast, somebody stood up and said, "Oh my God, that's you." And I thought, oh my goodness, people are listening to this who I don't know. Like, they're not my family and friends. So you're right, to get that feedback was great.
100%. Yeah. It means so much more, right?
It does. And people can tell if you're being authentic, I think. And
eventually. I think the jig will be up eventually. And I think anyone who feels like they have imposter syndrome, or, you know, they're going to be figured out, I think that's when you're kind of in trouble, because there mm-hmm. shouldn't be anything to figure out. You know, you should just be who you are. You should be taking up a space that you're passionate about authentically, not just because it's popular or it's going to get you likes or followers or any of those things. So I think if you stick to the things that you care about, it'll come easy.
Yeah, and I don't know if you know this, but Celeb Connect, so right now the business is really focused on booking speakers for events and conferences.
If you need me, let me know.
I definitely will. But we started out more in the endorsement space,
yeah.
You know, building, I guess, relationships between brands and influencers and different celebrities. And I guess I'd like to know a little bit about, we're talking about authenticity. Now, you're working with a different brand, and they have a different voice, and they have different maybe values. Like, how do you mesh the two together, and how do you be authentic when you're speaking for someone else?
Totally. And I think this is probably where the concept of an influencer gets kind of foggy, and I think it's really easy from people from the outside looking in thinking, oh, you just say yes to everything, or you just take everything that comes your way. But what people don't realize is that I probably say no more than I say yes. Mm-hmm. So I'm really, really careful about who I'm working with, who I'm aligning myself with, what those brands are up to, what they represent, and that ultimately makes my decision of whether I'm going to move forward to help also share the message of whatever they're doing. Mm-hmm. Now, because I've been doing this for quite a while, it's become easier and easier. I think people have figured me out. They figure out what I'm representing. So I have amazing brands like TELUS and Subway who work on anti-bullying and after school programs with food for kids. Like, they know that those are things that I'm passionate about. Mm-hmm. So I'm getting those opportunities because I already have that foundation already figured out.
Right.
I think it's really easy from the outside looking in thinking, okay, yeah, like, it's just you're going to promote whatever. But I get so many weird messages from diet pill companies, skinny coffees, gambling, casinos, and all these things that just don't really jive with what I care about and what I want to promote. I'm always thinking about my following, and I think because I used to be a teacher, I also think about young kids who are watching and how that impacts them. Mm-hmm. So the way that I even represent myself online is actually probably pretty different than a lot of other people, because I'm always thinking through that critical lens of like, how is this going to be translated to like a 12-year-old or a 14-year-old? What am I sending to them?
Yeah, that's an interesting point, because I've talked to other people who have, you know, a large presence on social media or otherwise, but they say that, you know, they do have different voices when they're speaking to different audiences, and sometimes that can come across as not authentic, but I think in some way, like, I speak differently to different people depending on who it is.
Well, I think people naturally are just at different places and just in different levels of maturity. So I think maybe you're not really speaking in a different voice, but how you choose to communicate with them might be a little bit different. Maybe the language you use is just a little bit altered. But I think at its essence and what you care about, those things, like the values, should stay the same. Mm-hmm. So I think it's just like the way you do it that might be a little bit different.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So in the beginning, when I introduced you, we talked about the word influencer. And what do you call it when people put their fingers up and
like quotation? Air quotes?
Yeah, air quotes. That's it. So most people, when I hear them use this term, this is what they do. So I would like to talk to you about, like, what is an influencer actually? Do you like being called that?
Okay, yeah. So the word influencer is definitely an interesting one. I think we could talk about it all day long.
Probably, yeah.
I think that if someone is introducing themselves as an influencer and using air quotes, then I think you're automatically like putting down yourself and the career and the job and all of that stuff, because you're sort of diminishing the role. So I think that's problematic. But yeah, I think the word influencer is tricky because a lot of people are claiming to be influencers, but maybe don't necessarily have influence. And I think how you determine what influence is also kind of subjective. So maybe there's air quotes because it's just all this kind of random stuff up in the air. No one really knows what it means and how to make it tangible.
Yeah.
I wouldn't necessarily gravitate towards calling myself an influencer as my first descriptor.
Yeah.
I've been a blogger longer, so I've been blogging since 2010, so mm-hmm. I think I just feel like I identify with that term more than an influencer. Sure, the things I'm putting on social media have an impact. I have a whole folder on my phone of screenshots of people who either purchased something that I talked about or felt like they resonated with something that I talked about. I think it's important for me just to remind myself of that impact. And then also it gives me leverage, of course, with brands and the things that I'm working on. But yeah, I think the word influencer too, like, are we forcing people to do things against their will? Like, it's just like a weird term.
I think it's problematic too, because are you influencing large amounts of people? Does that make you an influencer? If you influence,
like, am I running a cult or something? Like, it's
like, how many people do you have to influence to be an influencer?
Yeah, and I think you don't actually need a huge following to have influence. You know, there's funny memes about how, you know, like, our moms can convince lots of people of lots of things, and they're not called influencers, and they're probably more successful at it than people who say they are online, you know?
Yeah.
So I think it's sort of a weird term. I hope that we come up with something better. I don't know, like, content creator, digital creator, all of those things are not, like, it's not a big enough description of what the job actually is. So there's just so many factors of what you're doing. I think that's what makes it really difficult to just pin down one word, you know? Like, when you think about, like, your Instagram bio, I literally have, like, 25 job descriptions, and I probably could come up with 25 more.
Right.
I just only have so many characters in there. So, I hope we figure out something better. I think influencer has gotten a negative kind of rap. For the last little while, I think we think about the Kim Kardashians of the world who just kind of promote anything. Mm. But anyone who's done this long enough knows that that's not the case, and you'll have no success in that.
So Kayla, what advice, you've been very successful in what you do.
Oh, you're so sweet.
What advice would you give to people out there that want to build their following?
So I think it's really easy to, you know, want to be internet famous. I think social media tries to push that quite a bit. But I don't know if that should be your focus. You know, mm-hmm. The numbers are only so much. I always say that I find more value in the comments that people are leaving me and having that interaction with my following. That means so much more to me than like a massive amount of following. I think if you want to build a community online, which I think that should be at the forefront of what you're doing, mm-hmm. Then you need to get out there and support other people. I think social media, we think, oh, if we build it, they will come. And, you know, we just put out this great content and people are just going to come in droves to support you. And it's not the case. You know, you have to scratch their back and they'll scratch yours. So I think building a community, collaborating with people, meeting people in real life is actually one of the things that I would suggest the most, which I know sounds funny because we're talking about a digital world, mm-hmm. but you will never be more aware of the things that you care about than in person. Like when you're talking about it, people see you light up. They see it in your eyes. They mm-hmm. see it in your smile, and then they want to support you. And I think that jumps out so much more than any video or any photo can do online. So, you know, get out, go to events, offer up any kind of services, exchanges that you can work with people, collaborate, build a community, and then you have that amazing interaction online. Then you have mm-hmm. that positive space where, you know, someone's doing something really cool and you're like, oh man, like that's awesome, like good for you, rather than going online and be like, oh, like I feel bad about myself because I'm not measuring up or whatever.
Right.
It can get really toxic, but I think it is what you make it. So
yeah, have a podcast and invite great guests to come and meet you in person.
Easy peasy. Job's done.
And I think, too, I totally get what you're saying. And I think that it comes down to any job. I mean, if you have a purpose, why are you on there?
100%.
You know, I think if you're actually doing it because you care about what you're doing, like when you're working with brands and because you care about their business and you're helping them be successful, or this anti-bullying campaign, like you it's something you care about,
exactly.
Then that will come across and people will naturally want to 100%. Follow you and like your stuff.
100%.
Yeah.
And it also just makes your job easier too, right? Because it's authentic to you. Again, going back to not putting on that performance, not pretending to be something that you're not.
Yeah.
It's way easier for it to come from a good place.
Yeah.
So
Kayla, as a brand, how do you know who you want to partner with? How do you find them, or how do they find you?
So if you are a brand or a business and you're looking to partner with someone, I would really invite you to do the work. Definitely don't just go online and pick the person who has the biggest numbers, because sometimes those numbers aren't real. I think what makes more sense is for you to take a peek at their content, maybe click the link that's on their bio and actually read their blog before you have a phone call with them, and learn what they're all about and see if their values align with your business values. And if that works, then that's probably the person that you should work with. Also, maybe you look at their campaigns and see, or look at their feeds and see other campaigns that they did and see, okay, do I like this? Do I like this message? Does it feel like it's coming from a good place? It's not just like me standing with like a product next to my face and then just like copy and paste from the brief or whatever,
right.
You know, like did they actually take some creative leaps? Are they, you know, innovative and doing some interesting things? Do I want to support this person? Are they mm-hmm. a good, decent human that I'm like, okay, actually, do you want to work with this person? Because they just seem like, you know, they're cool or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I would say do that. Obviously, there are programs now that you can set up that tell you who has a fake engagement. So all the fakers out there, people are coming for you.
You're done.
Yeah, like your time of reckoning is going to come eventually. I work with some really big brands and they have a lot of programs attached to my account. So if I ever did anything shady within like 2 minutes, they would get a notification.
Wow.
So cool. It's there. You have to be more real for sure, because I'm sending screenshots. I'm showing things in real time, and you know they deserve that information. You're providing a service, and if you're not providing that service, then you shouldn't be getting paid.
I wish I could sit here and talk to you forever, but
likewise,
15 minutes of fame. So anyway, I guess I should ask, where can people find you?
So you can find me all over the place. You never know where I'm going to pop up. So on social media, I'm at Short Presents, and my blog is shortpresents.com. And yeah, you never know where I'm going to pop up.
Maybe soon to be on celebconnect.ca.
Yes, that's right.
Stay tuned. Well, thanks so much for being here. This has been really great. It's so great to meet you again. And yeah, hopefully we can get together again soon.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.